This community update was brought to you by U Radio. Beeps and ringing within a hospital often bring a sense of unease. However, the alarms of a new AI weapon scanner at the Health Sciences Center, HSC's emergency departments, have made staff and patients feel safer. Chief Operating Officer of HSC, Dr. Sean Young, says the decision to introduce the scanners was driven by staff's increasing concerns over weapons being brought into the hospital.
They had pretty concerning pictures. We have a number of graphics which concerned us in terms of the extent of the weapons coming in, even to the point of machetes and lots of large-edged, sharp-edged. And you know, in the emergency department, there's a lot of people that are in crisis. There's a lot of addictions and mental health issues in the emergency department in particular. Because of the services that we provide at the Health Science Center, and because of that mix of putting weapons in an environment with uncertainty and concern, that just seems like a really bad recipe to have weapons in an environment like that.
Following a successful pilot program over the summer, HSC worked with vendors to install scanners in both the adult and children's emergency departments and the Crisis Response Center. HSC is the second hospital to utilize this technology, with Windsor, Ontario being the first. The scanners function much like metal detectors, but with the added capability of AI telling where the area of concern is on a person's body.
When these detectors go off, it actually tells us where the area of concern is on the person's body. So it'll actually have a body and it will map out, you know, the right pocket, left pocket, right hand, left hand, and give us an idea of where the area of concern is. So typically, people can walk in with their keys and their cell phones. If an object has enough metal in it or has enough other pieces to it that are a concern, the alarm will go off. In which case, we'll just ask, you know, if there's anything that they have in their right pocket that they would like to volunteer to the Amnesty Locker.
Dr. Young says that in addition to the increased use of Amnesty Lockers, the implementation of scanners has improved working conditions for staff.
Not necessarily one anecdote, but I've been hearing from many. Just appreciation, thank you. They felt heard, they feel supported, and they feel safer. So the staff have been very appreciative of having this extra level of security.
In a press release, Joanne Patterson, an HSC clinical resource nurse, spoke about her experiences. This quote was read by U Multicultural's Yulia Kovalenko.
When we trialed the weapon detectors in the summer, I actually felt safe at work. With the new equipment and two security guards sitting in the front door, we didn't have to worry about people bringing weapons or sharp objects into our workplace.
HSC's initiative has also sparked interest from other hospitals, says Dr. Young, both locally and nationally.
Through the pilot, we had some of the other facilities within the city and outside the facility reaching out to ask us about our experience and continuing to have those discussions. We just implemented these within the last month. Our pilot was very successful, but we want to see our experience with these fully implemented over the next several months, and then that will help guide the security teams provincially to see what needs to be done in other facilities.
He says these efforts are all part of HSC's continued commitment to improving safety.
The safety measures don't end here. This is just one more tool we have to add to the blanket of safety we can provide for our site. We are not looking further at this point in terms of other entrances, but that's certainly a possibility. Our environment and our community continues to change, and as it changes, we're going to have to change with it.
These changes include increasing security personnel and training institutional safety officers skilled in de-escalation techniques. The parking facilities have also been upgraded to prevent vandalism and unauthorized access, which Dr. Young says has dramatically reduced incidents. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.